Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Twitter at Little Empire Pod.
A huge thank you to our sponsors at Karma Cola, the wonderful people who keep us streaming into your ear holes every gosh darn week, or, you know, every couple of weeks if we're really slack or something.
I was the very beginning of that advert came straight to you from the 1930s.
Oh, we're talking about Karma Cola.
No, thank you to Karma so much. It means so much to us, like more than it does to the kids in the village.
Yeah, absolutely.
The work you're doing for us. Yeah, kids in the village. The work you're doing for us is the most important work you'll ever do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karma.
And that's what you'll be remembered for. Thanks, Karma.
Absolutely. Thanks, Karma. Put it on your epitaph.
Welcome to Boners of the Heart, episode whatever. my name is Rose Mutterfield.
I'm Alice Sneddon.
And we're here to talk about some stuff, man. I feel very chilled out. I've had a bath.
Yeah, I know. That's
very
so
relaxed. Good.
I feel relaxed. Personally like you made a huge mistake by not putting the coconut oil in it, but I can't be in charge
of
your day-to-day. I
wouldn't be all sliding away. Also, your friggin' leg hairs were still in the damn bath. I watched Alice shave her legs in the bath the other night.
It was very, two urban girls take the city.
Don't spill your juice. Mm. Because this is filled to the brim there. And so there was still a bit, so I got the shower head and I blasted it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to clean it out. I really gave it my best.
No, it's fine.
They were so hairy. They're the hairiest they've ever been since my first shave.
Really?
I reckon.
Mine are that hairy all the time.
Yeah.
Not right now. Because I'm a princess. I had a bath. I put some of those bath salts in. Mm-hmm. I didn't put the coconut oil in it, but I did put a hair mask on.
Nice. Yeah, I noticed your hair looked different.
It was washed. It's not dry yet. No. But because I had a massage today and
oh God.
Yeah, man.
Lady of luxury.
Man, so basically, I mean, Alice knows about it. But I'm stuck in visa hell at the moment and England won't let me back in. So I'm here reluctantly. Not against my own will.
So I'm having a great time. For me, it's cool. But every day, Rose is like, "This is hell. This is a nightmare." Hell.
Yeah, I'm living with Alice again. I'm living in a single bed, like a someone who's sick in the war.
That's true.
Yeah.
You do look like someone who's sick in the war.
Yeah,
but you're gonna make it. Like, I think you're someone who's gonna make it.
Thank you.
Not in your career. I mean, like in the war
metaphor.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Or get moved into like a beautiful Italian villa.
Yeah, and
Italian
die
villa.
There.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful though. I love the English Patient.
I don't know if I loved it.
No, oh, I found that guy hot. Who's the guy who nurses Juliette Binoche? Oh.
No, nurses Juliette Binoche. No.
Well, she nurses him.
Ray Fiennes.
Who am I
thinking?
The main
character.
Who's?
You talking about the guy who plays Saeed and Lost? He's fucking hot. Shit.
He's so hot.
He is so hot. That weird scene where she's like watching him wash his hair.
Oh yeah, that's beautiful.
It was beautiful, but
he is very erotic. Eh?
I think he's married to a lady that's much older than him, which is also hot.
That's so dope. That's what I like about the new French president.
Yeah.
I don't care for his policies. No, I do actually. He's a socialist at heart. But
Naveen Andrews.
Oh, ooh. Sick. Yeah, ooh. He his wife. Do you know this about the French president? The new French president.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, his wife's like 35 years older than him.
That's cool.
She was his drama teacher at school.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Actually, in sad news, okay. Remember.
You got a real flair for broadcasting, yeah. In sad news.
In sad news. Okay, remember. Remember that 12-year-old Samoan boy in America who hooked up with his teacher?
Have they got divorced?
Yes.
Oh, no! No! They were so in love.
I mean, it was so bad.
No, but the most recent interview, they had two beautiful daughters.
Two beautiful daughters. Conceived technically
by rape. Yeah, technically. That's okay. Well,
he's 12.
Yeah, way to bring it back to sad news.
Well, he's so young, but they did have two beautiful daughters.
Beautiful daughters.
Yeah, no, they've separated after 20 years together.
Far out, man.
Yeah.
Gutting. Well,
yeah, so
shout out to
I guess
them.
If they can't make it work.
Yeah. If they can't make it work, who can? Now, but yeah, I'm feeling very, very, very relaxed. Had a good massage today, but I got a 30-minute massage, and then I was so desperate that I was like, please, sir, can I please have 30 more minutes? And he was kind of confused, but he was like, okay. And I was like, it was a dude, actually.
Yeah.
First time I've had a guy massage me. And
really?
Oh, my gosh. It was really good. His hands were so hot. His hands were very warm.
That's suspicious.
It was suspicious, but to the point where it was such a nice massage.
Yeah.
Massage.
Yeah.
That, like, I was just like, man, I'll marry you.
Really?
Yeah. It was very kind as well. It was very kind.
Oh my God.
What?
You're like the Oliver Twist of like affection.
Yeah, I know.
Please, no, sir, can I have some more?
It wasn't an affection thing because there was a barrier between me and my back and him. There was like a sheet. But I could feel his hands there.
The heat,
well, it was just so good. He just really dug into my back, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I can't wait to get a massage. Here's the tricky thing I have with a massage, right? I know the part of my body that needs the most massaging. It's my butt. I'm just going to put it out there.
He went to my butt.
My butt needs work done. I've never found a way to not feel dirty when they ask me, where do you want massage? To be like, my butt.
My glutes.
Just point to it. Yeah, but I'm still pointing to my butt. I'm always worried that they're going to interpret it as like sexy.
He was doing my back, right? And then he was like, go my back, my lower back. And then he was like, and then he just went down to the butt. And I was like,
that's good.
Yeah, but then he just didn't talk about it. And I was like, hell yeah. I was like, you know, at this point, if he's like, I don't care if he is enjoying this. Like, I'm enjoying it as well because my butt is
mutual.
Tense. It is mutual enjoyment.
I can't wait to get my butt massage. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
It was so good. I might go for another massage tomorrow. Is that crazy?
No, yeah, I once went for two and two one time. Yeah,
that's cool.
It was a tough time in my life.
And then went home and had a bath, and then I started watching a film, which nicely sort of weaves into our...
Wow.
What do you mean?
That's radio.
Shut up.
That is radio.
That's radio, babe.
The new slogan, Das Radio.
I'm just going to have a sip of my juice.
That's also the slogan for my German sketch show. It's very similar. The slogan for my Germans. Okay, let me do the setup. The slogan, not the slogan, the catchphrase. The catchphrase for my German sketch show. Okay, this is the premise. The catchphrase for my German sketch show.
Ooh, oh, bless you, Tim.
Don't cut that out. Leave that in.
Because we look like polite little girls.
I'm grossed out. I hate sneezes. But the catchphrase.
You do.
I do. The catchphrase for my German sketch show.
Yeah. I'm not used to being in the room with you now because usually I just zone out and feel disappointed in you.
It's coming. It's out. The catchphrase for my German. Okay. Come on. We've got to come in clean with it. The catchphrase. Fuck. come on.
I'm not looking at you.
Okay, the catchphrase.
And that is all the Hold time on. We have in no, sad no. news. That is sad news all over it. Fake and sad news.
The catchphrase for my German sketch show is Das Fahne.
Oh my God, please. Genuinely, can I fire you from this podcast? Genuinely. Stop it.
Das Fahne.
That is,
I don't know what the sketch is.
I wonder how many German listeners.
Hitler's got something in his mustache.
That's pretty funny.
He's got a milk mustache.
Oh, God. You've gone insane.
I've gone insane. I've been in a room with no windows all day.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I was outside. It was beautiful.
Oh. Must have been nice. And it must have been love.
I've been saying at your house.
Yeah, cool.
Lovely house.
Thank you.
I made a lamb roast the other day.
Yeah, God, you won't stop going on about it.
Shut up. It was nice.
It was nice.
It was just, I was just proud of it, man. I feel
you should be proud.
I'm like a stay-at-home mum, because the other day I was like, we have some potatoes in the cupboard. Maybe we should put up a little potato gratin.
Oh, shit, I love potato gratin.
Well, I didn't make it, did I?
No.
And we can't make it tonight.
No.
But we can go get more lamb.
Oh, shit, yeah.
From that place. Oh, don't make that fucking face. Gross! Stop it! I hate you! Stop it. I hate it so much. Anyway,
do you? So let's talk about our... Do you want to talk about bonus?
Yeah, because I was just leading into it, and then I've been watching a lot of movies while I've been in your house.
Yeah.
I watched The Way We Were the other night. I didn't tell you, because I don't know if you've seen it.
I have. Of course I have.
When did you see it?
The year was 2009, and I'll tell you why it was that year.
You got some broadcasting chops in you this episode, yeah?
Actually, it was 2008, and okay. Hold on, what year did I graduate?
I have no idea, and I don't care either.
Okay, so I watched the fucking hell, I've literally lost my mind. Okay, so when I watched Sex and the City my first year of university.
Cool.
All the way through.
Yeah.
I took a week off uni with a bunch of my gal pals. We watched Sex and the City. I failed two of my first papers at uni, by the
Sex
way. Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
It's called that, isn't it?
Yeah, you keep on saying Sex and the City.
Oh, do
but
I?
But kind of like in like apostrophe N apostrophe maybe.
Oh, cool. Sex in the City. Sex in the City.
Yeah. Sex and the City. Just again to clarify, Sex and the City.
Oh, God. Okay, so I was watching Sex in the City, and in it, Carrie paints herself as Biggs Barbara Streisand.
Oh.
And she goes up to Big outside the hotel and she's like, and it's so, Carrie. She goes, "Your girl is beautiful, Hubble." About his new wife, who she ends up having, spoiler, ends up being the third in their marriage.
The third?
As in she has an affair with Big.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know that scene in The Way We
absolutely.
Were?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so after I saw that, I went back, of course, and I watched The Way We Were.
God, The Way We Were is devastating. But
it's so upsetting.
It's really
the moral
upsetting.
Of the story is
don't have
complicated woman.
Okay, this is exactly the plot of the film, because it's two different films. You're talking about like the romantic plot, and I'm saying don't have communist ties in college because you'll be blacklisted.
I've got so many communist ties, I reckon.
Hell yeah. And it's going to come to bite you on the friggin' ass, man.
I hope so, one day.
Yeah.
You'd
be proud of it. But yeah. What do you think it's about?
The moral of the story is complicated women finish last.
Yes.
That's
curly
basically
head, curly-haired woman.
Curly-haired woman. Yeah, I've got straight
curly
hair.
Curly-haired, complicated
Funnily
woman.
Funnily enough, I always wanted curly hair. Mm. In fact, I had a picture we're not really talking about it. I had a picture of me once where I got out of the shower and I just kind of like tussled my hair.
Wow.
And I hadn't 17.
Okay.
And I hadn't washed it, and I took a photo of it, and I was like, "That's the look I'm going for."
It's amazing, like Boho Beach Wave.
Yes, like Boho Beach.
Get some salt spray in there.
Yeah. So your boner is.
Oh, so yeah. Basically, I watched that, and I was like, "Hang on."
Yeah.
How have I not realized that Robert Redford is the most handsome, most charismatic fucking dude I've ever seen?
Yeah, it's crazy that you don't already know that.
I didn't know that. Like, he was just so off the radar for me.
That's insane.
When I saw Captain America...
Sure, take us there.
When I saw... No, was it Captain America? No, it was Age of Ultron. No, it was the other one. Civil War. He's in Civil War, right?
I don't think so.
He's in Winter Soldier. No, he's in Winter Soldier.
Who are
he's
you talking about, Robert Redford?
Yes, Captain America, Winter Soldier, he's in that.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he is. But anyway, he's old in that, but I think he's still kind of hot. Like,
yeah,
he's got
super
weird skin.
Hot.
He's got hot. And it's the hair, isn't it? It's the hair. When you retain the hair, isn't it? Oh. But, so basically, I watched that film, and I was like, fucking hell, fuck me. Mm. What is going on here?
Yeah.
He is the hottest, like, and I read some trivia about how,
sure.
like, Barbara, like, liked to, like, rehearse a lot.
Just the kissing scenes only.
Yeah, just the kissing scenes. And he like tried to keep it like more like casual. But there's something, and I've talked about it in the podcast before, of like when you watch older films, right? And I like old films very much so. And when you see like the humanity,
you're the
or
Zoe
the
Deschanel of this podcast.
Shut the fuck up. You're the bloody
go on.
You're the bloody Jim Carrey and Yes Man of this podcast. She's in that with him. See, I'm a fan of the flick. You know, like when you see like a bit of glance of like someone that you would be like, if I met you at a party now,
mm-hmm.
it's like that would be how they acted like at a party. Like if you met them now, and I find that so hot. I find that so hot when I see like
an older. You're talking about Robert Redford.
Yeah, like he'll do like just like, I mean, like little things, like little actory things.
Yeah.
Where it'd be like, damn, if some dude did that to me now, I'd be like, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, because notoriously people in older films can't kiss for shit. And I've just been watching today, like they're not very bad. They didn't nail movie kisses until.
Yeah,
like,
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I think it's because what they did was they just genuinely kiss, and genuine kisses look terrible.
Is that sometimes. Right?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, they just kind of mush their faces into these girls' faces.
Yeah.
And they kind of, it's kind of like, we can't see, but it's kind of like that. The guys go kind of go.
Right now she's kind of, I don't know, making out with her hair.
I don't know.
That's what you do.
Yeah, I was better than that. I was watching this film just today in the bath, Barefoot in the Park, with Jane Fonda and Robert Redford.
Fuck. Damn. Yeah.
I mean,
that's a hot combo.
Mate, I didn't even fucking know who to look at. You know, usually, like, I was staring at both of them because I'm like, you're hot and you're hot, but you're hot as well. And I was just like, it was a tennis game. They kiss so much in that. They're
Do
fucking
they?
No, they're such a horned up newlywed couple.
I can't wait to watch this movie.
They are so horned up. It's so good.
I was getting so horned up watching Michael Douglas and Annette Bening the other day and an American President.
We watched the American President. And, It was really eye-opening, man, because Michael Douglas does nothing for me, and in that film, ooh,
everything
man,
for you.
Everything for me, but you're a bit of Martin. I could see you had a little bit of...
I love Martin Sheen.
I like Michael J. Fox in that.
Yeah. Oh,
cutie.
Cutie, yeah. Love Martin Sheen.
But yeah, and so Robert Redford, I mean, fuck, like, he's just, he...
Speak freely.
I just... Oh, damn it.
Oh, God. Is that you choking on his cum?
No.
It sounded like you were gagging.
It was me flaming up.
Oh, okay.
His cum.
Imagine if that was the noise girls typically made when they were into a guy. It was the noise of, like, cum in their mouth.
Oh, he was really sweet. He took me out on a day, went to the movies, and we had dinner.
That one was more like you're choking on a dick. Oh, it was too filthy. And we held hands in the park, and then afterwards we went to the beach.
God, that's how you're talking about an apple to me.
An apple dick.
Oh gosh, but yeah. So basically, I'm just really taken with him at the moment.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. He's a babe. He's a dish. He's everything you want. He started the Sundance Film Festival.
I know. Come on.
I have a picture of him and
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman playing shirtless table tennis in my bathroom.
Oh yeah.
I gotta say. That's kind of my dream scenario.
What, in the bathroom? Specifically.
No, I'd be playing shirtless table tennis with Paul Newman
imagine
and Robert
that.
Redford.
Do you reckon what else, like, heaven's like? Do you imagine that's heaven?
I mean, that's definitely... Yeah. I do... You know what? I do imagine that's heaven. But what's weird is it's heaven for people who don't even like table tennis. I got something in my throat.
I know you do.
I got a little frog in there.
So, yeah, I just wanted to talk briefly on him because, like... Because he's special to me. I've got crushes on everyone at the moment.
Yeah, you do. You're very horned up right
I'm
now.
I'm not horned up. I'm not horned up. Okay. I'm just like emotionally horny for sure.
You are? Yeah. Mm. You're getting crushes on everyone left, right and centre.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, basically. I'm like that.
Yeah. Should I parlay into mine? Or?
I'd love you to parlay into yours. I'm just going to think about my own emotions and feelings.
No, we can go deeper into there if you want.
No, 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 I don't want to.
Okay. we'll parlay into mine.
Let's parlay into yours.
I don't know if I'm using that correctly. Let's parlay into mine.
Okay. Into yours.
Ooh. So I went for, I went kind of for like a complimentary boner,
yes,
I would say.
You.
Yeah.
Like a tasting menu, it would be like, what tastes would these be?
Well,
blue vein cheese and pear?
Yes, blue vein cheese and pear, like a steak and a red wine.
Mmm.
Like a bread and butter.
Well, I wouldn't mind a red wine tonight.
Oh, you'd have a red wine tonight. There's plenty of red wine at home.
One of them is my bottle, yeah, sure. And I want you to touch it.
I'll be drinking it all. Anyway, so listen.
Complimentary.
I first noticed this gentleman. The year was 2009.
Oh, the year you graduated?
No, I'm kidding. I noticed him in high school.
Yeah.
So it's Brad Pitt, clearly.
You do a real good tease, don't you? That is radio, baby. So I thought about...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's Brad Pitt. Of this boy, many years ago.
William Bradley Pitt is his full
really?
Name. Mm-hmm.
Will Pitt doesn't have the...
doesn't have the same snack. Impact. Yeah. So how did I first learn of Brad Pitt? I learned of him because I was looking up... Oh, God, what did I first see him in? Give me a second here. Meet Joe Black, probably.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
I've seen it too many times for the based on the quality of the movie.
Yeah.
What's it's a very bad film. Meet Joe Black. Spoiler, block your ears if you're going to watch Meet Joe Black.
Please block your ears.
Brad Pitt's a dead guy who comes back to help stuff happen.
Nice, cool.
But then he comes back to life? I can't remember. Unblock your ears. Okay. And what else did I see him in where I was like, you're hot? So Ocean's 11, those are huge movies.
Oh, he's always eating in those films and I love it. I'm
oh,
here for
God,
it.
Jennifer Aniston's husband.
Oh, guys, come
that's
on.
That's huge.
That's
that
the
was
main...
huge. There was a huge plot in my life in the 90s.
Yeah, what an iconic photo of them getting married, eh?
Oh, God, stunning imagery. And now... His real star-breaking role was Thelma and Louise, and his butt in that is incredible. He's like boning Gina Davis up against a wall. It's maybe like the best movie scene ever. And his butt's right out, and it looks fucking sick.
I've never seen Thelma and Louise. Oh,
have you not seen Thelma and Louise? We should watch that tonight. It's really good. Great. Night plant. Anyway, he's so fucking hot in that, and that really broke him through. But what broke him through for me, and I think I've spoken about this before.
Can I say it at the same time?
Yeah.
One, two,
three.
The
hands
Mexican.
In the Mexican.
Oh, yeah, hands in the Mexican.
Yeah, I think I've spoken
hands.
About this. Yeah, the
I
way.
The hands.
His hands are like.
Oh, God.
I just like.
I'm gonna
so bad. And also the fact that he was with Julia Roberts. See, because Julia Roberts was my puberty crush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was, you know, going through and I was
crush.
Oh, I definitely do. I have plenty of crushes on women. But Julia Roberts was like my 12-year-old.
Go you.
I
sorry,
like,
I just want to pause. Go you.
Do I get a Victoria
yeah,
Cross,
yeah,
the Purple
yeah,
Heart?
Yes, you get the Purple Heart.
Purple Heart for bravery.
Purple Heart for bravery on this episode. Sorry, mm-hmm. I'm just Googling Brad Pitt's hands.
Thank you. Well earned, I'd say.
So what? So Julia Roberts, yeah.
Yeah,
that was like
a hot combo. Anyway, he's wearing an orange shirt, maybe with a grey longer-sleeved shirt underneath. And he's got the Mexican gun, the gun being the really turning point of this plot of this film. And he's got the gun in his hands, and his hands are just like... They're long, but they're thick.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
He's got big old mitts.
They're beautiful. I know, I have spoken about them before. They're just stunning. And also there's something about like his voice. He's so all American. Like he's the kind of person I would love to watch chew tobacco. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And like his jaw, it's like I can see his jaw in action.
Well, you haven't even explained why it's complimentary to Robert Redford. And is that they're exactly
They're the same person.
They're the same person, right?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it before in my entire life.
Except for
Stevie Nicks and Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Same person.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Blow me out of the water.
It's insane.
Oh, Brad Pitt's so hot. Now, he's gone through a few weird phases.
Hot take. Oh, Brad Pitt's so hot.
He's
so I'm kind of crazy, but I kind of think Brad Pitt's hot. Is that weird?
He's so hot. Here's the thing I don't like about him. Every time he talks earnestly about architecture.
Oh, when does he do that?
All the time. He's got a foundation. Good for him. Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I remember. An interview post 9/11. This is the world we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
When was the first Oceans movie?
2001.
Sick. So it was post 9/11, first Oceans movie. It's a sit-down interview with Oprah. And Oprah goes to Brad, something along the lines of, Brad, you had an idea for the space where the tower is? And he was like, build something. I'll do a Brad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a Brad Pitt impersonation.
Please pull the mic closer to your mouth for this amazing impression.
I'll give it my genuine best shot. Okay,
cool. Do you want me to look at you or not?
Can you give me a word to key me into the voice?
Casey. Oh, that's Casey Affleck. What am I saying, Casey Affleck? Oh, because assassination. Oh, no, don't worry. Rachel.
Rachel. Oh, fuck, I can't do this.
I can't do it. Slavery.
Slavery. No, I can't. No, I'm not even going to get close. He was like, okay, build something taller.
What?
Something bigger. There are plans. Build something taller.
Are you just freestyling?
I'm freestyling.
Yeah, okay. And this isn't really a good impression if you're just freestyling.
I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. But anyway, he talked earnestly about plans to build something taller, which in fact they did. They did in the end. They did something very similar. They built something taller. But I was like, at the time, it was, you know?
God, what a, yeah. They just don't talk, eh? I mean, Robert Redford, like, at least he'd made, like, a cool film festival, I guess.
Well, this is the thing. Brad Pitt, Plan B, makes a lot of good films.
Yeah.
Produced 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
And he actually owns that company with Jennifer Aniston.
Actually.
Apparently.
Do they still own it together?
Don't know.
God, I do love Jen.
Yes, I'm team humanity.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm team no children. I'm team mum with I'm team woman with no children.
He's got so many kids.
Yeah.
That's the one downside of him.
I don't really love Angelina Jolie.
God, it's so I don't understand why that's the case. I do.
You do, eh?
I really like her. Actually, I don't know if she's got a sense of humor. It's hard to tell.
That's the problem, is I don't think she does. You know what though? I do like her. I do like her a lot more after I saw her on the a director's round table for the Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah.
I think she was actually quite cool on that one.
Yet to direct a good film, arguably.
Yes, yet to.
Might in the future.
Yeah.
Isn't it so interesting how a person's sense of humour is like, it's my biggest turn off.
Mick G hasn't done a good film.
Mick G has never done a good film.
But except Charlie's Angels, which is first.
To be honest, though, Mick G's legacy is tarnished by the fact that he's called Mick G.
Yeah, but then like everyone is like, oh, you say Mick G and then you go, oh, the director, you know what I mean? Like he never has to like argue his place in this world as a director.
That's true.
She always does, which is bullshit.
Yeah, but Mick G wasn't the star of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, though, was he?
Or Salt.
Or The Changeling.
Or
Giannia?
No. Giannia?
Who's the model who died? Gia.
Oh.
I was getting Gia confused with Giardia.
As you do.
And Narnia?
As you do. Okay, yeah. So if you had Brad Pitt and Robert Redford in front of you.
Yeah.
Which one did you fart?
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Any era? Any era?
No.
I know that's discriminatory. That's ageist.
Yeah.
But
do you know what? This is controversial. I think
them both are the same ages compared to each other, right?
Okay.
Like at any age, sure. Both of them are the same age.
Oh, God, that's hard because I love the way we were, Robert Redford. But
yeah.
Do you know what? I also love, who did he play? Troy?
Yeah.
I love Troy Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty hot.
His body's so thick in that film.
Yeah.
It's dope.
Eric Banner.
Oh, fuck, I love Eric Banner.
Hot in that.
Jesus, he's hot. And that's crazy how hot he is.
Because it's because in Fight Club, Brad Pitt. Okay, so you answer the question.
Oh, Fight Club, Brad Pitt, too ripped.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that that was the first, and I read an article about this in a Men's Health magazine about. About the crazy diets that you know male Hollywood actors are on now. Like, you know, they always were, but like,
yeah,
because all these superhero movies are coming out, like yeah. they just go crazy and they do that crazy thing where they dehydrate themselves.
I was literally having this conversation with Eli of the Male Gaze.
Yeah.
Today.
God damn it, we fucking talk about him way too much.
I know, but can I just say he was like Zac Efron's abs in Baywatch, unnecessary.
Yeah, and he would have dehydrated himself, done push-ups right before that.
Yeah,
and then like not eaten the entire
day. And his
day.
Face looks sunken, and I think he's depressed.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
He's so depressed. I watched an interview with him, and it was upsetting.
Let's reach out to Zach, if you're listening. Please.
Zach's definitely listening.
Zach, genuinely,
call in.
Just bro down with some call in right down now, to earth girls.
Bring, bring.
Oh. Bring, we don't have much time left, and I do want to answer that question, but okay.
Okay, bring, bring.
Hello. You're listening to a pre-recorded podcast, so I don't know why you're ringing in. Who's that?
Yo. It's
hello?
Me.
Okay.
Zac Efron.
Okay. I really don't believe that this is Zac Efron. First of all, can you tell me...
We go together like...
That's Grease, not High School Musical. Grease, not High School Musical. What's a High School Musical song? No. You could have picked Breaking Free.
We're breaking bread.
Sorry, are you drunk? Who is this? Who is this?
It's me, Zach.
No, I know it's not Zac Efron. Please. Please. I don't know how you got this number.
It's me, Jesus. I'm doing a prank call.
That was possibly the worst thing I've ever heard.
Can I just say I'm quietly chuffed?
For who?
For our listeners.
I am deeply sorry. That was terrible. I've cut the phone line. I've cut the phone
line. Don't cut the phone line. I don't want to discourage genuine callers. Not that that wasn't... Oh.
Ring, ring.
Look at this. Looks like I put the phone line back together. I'll get this one. Hello, you're on the line with Rose and Alice.
Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
It's very good. It's very good to call in.
Oh my God, who is this? Are you guzzling cum right now? No,
this is Brad Pitt's butt.
I'm sorry. It's Brad Pitt.
Yes, Brad Pitt's butt. Oh my God. I got a hold of his cell phone in the back of his jeans for a second, and I just want to ring him and say it's a real honor.
Oh my God, Brad Pitt, are we losing it? There's a shit coming out. Oh my God.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I just want to say a big shout. I'm a big fan of the podcast.
Wow.
And I just like to be recognized for because I think a lot of time his hands get a lot of credit.
Yeah, but, sure.
But I think the butt is always going to be timeless.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. And
no, I mean thank you. Thank you.
Mad a fan for life.
Beep.
No. Oh my God, that must hurt you.
Gosh, that's upsetting.
God, that must hurt you so bad.
What a pleasure to know that Brad Pitt's butt is a listener.
So nice. So nice. So question, you didn't answer it. Brad Pitt, you choose Brad Pitt over Robert Redford?
Yeah,
I choose Robert Redford over Brad Pitt. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I'd take them both. Take him front. I'd take him back.
Would you peg Brad Pitt?
Yes.
I'd peg Robert Redford if he asked me to.
Do you reckon you'd genuinely peg someone at IRL?
If Robert Redford asked me to. Probably not anyone
what if
I know.
What if Robert Redford didn't ask you? But what if like you've been married for 20 years?
To Robert Redford?
No, not 20, 15.
To who?
You've been married for 15 years.
To who?
I don't know, your future husband. Whoa. Okay. Whatever. Been married 15
years. Oh, whatever. Who made your wife? I don't know.
You've been married 15 years to your future husband.
Or wife.
Or wife, sure. But I feel like it's got to be husband for this scenario, I think. Okay. Oh, you can peg a woman. But you'd peg her.
You'd more peg a woman than you would peg a man, really.
But if you're pegging a woman and you are a woman, aren't you just got a strap on and you go vaginal. Or maybe you could go anal. I don't know.
You could go anal if you want. For
yeah,
God's
sure you
sake.
Can. Okay, but let's just say, so you're with a man, your husband, 15 years in, and you've had good sex.
Yeah.
And you've reached a lull. Mm-hmm. You've got kids. Mm-hmm. An 11-year-old mm-hmm. and a 9-year-old.
What are their names?
Bradley and Robert. They're both girls.
Okay.
Anyway,
terrible names for two terrible girls.
You call them Robbie and
Bra.
Yeah, all the other parents at school think you're just casual with your kids.
Yeah,
they don't realize that it's actually their name. Anyway, so Robbie mm-hmm. and Bra are in bed.
Yeah,
they've been put to bed.
Okay,
now. They've been known to sometimes get up in the middle of the night with night terrors.
God damn it.
Okay. But it hasn't happened in six to eight months.
Go on.
Your husband, let's call him Nicky.
Fuck off. I'm not marrying a Nicky.
You are.
Absolutely not.
You are. His name is Nicky.
Who do you know that's called Nicky apart from Little Nicky from Adam Sandler film Little Nicky?
Who that's you marrying? Your husband Nicky goes... Rose, my love.
Yeah.
We've had some good sex.
Mm-hmm.
We've reached a lull.
Yeah.
I personally feel like I would gain a lot of pleasure from being pegged.
Is this the fucking question you've been leading up to? which I already answered. I said yes.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Even with the risk that the kids might run in.
Well, I mean, I'd make sure that that didn't happen. Like the first time,
you don't
time,
have a lock on your door. You do okay, not because it's a fire
time,
hazard.
Okay,
it's a fire
hazard.
The
first time I'm going to peg my future husband, I'll make sure it's a special occasion. I'll send the kids to their aunt, your place.
Okay, yeah, I'll look after your kids when you have a night for pegging.
Yeah, our inaugural pegging.
I love that. You send me a tweet. Hey, Alice, I've got a peg tonight.
Is it your tweet?
Oh, do I say that? That's a misspoke.
You misspoke. Why would I send you a public tweet about that?
Because maybe you want the world to know.
Do you know what? Maybe I will. I'll send it to
you. That's dope, though. Good for you.
Thank you. And thank you for taking care of the kids.
You're welcome. I like one of them. The other one runs wild.
Make him a lasagna or something.
Ooh, yeah. One of them's vegetarian.
That's a fucking... It's bullshit, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Okay, well, there was another question I had, but I forgot, so... Oh, okay, so what segment did we create when we were drunk the other night?
The Purple
when
we Heart.
Did the, no, we did the Ross Geller. If we had... Wasn't it if you would... How would Ross have sex with you tonight or something? It was something like that.
We'll do this every episode.
Yeah, we'll do this every episode, man. This is such a big segment, man.
How's Ross going to fuck you?
How's Ross going to fuck you?
Well, let's just do that. The new segment.
I wish we had bed music for this.
How's Ross going to fuck
really,
you?
That really goes against the ethos of the whole fucking podcast, though, doesn't it? How's Ross going to fuck you tonight? Okay, so how Ross Geller's going to fuck you tonight? I can do a bed music for you.
Cool.
She's just fucking texting someone.
It's my dad. I borrowed his cast iron pan.
Oh.
I have not returned it.
Oh, no.
No, no. It's fine. Let's just power on through.
What are we going to do, though? Because we need that pan.
We do need that pan. I'm in the middle of negotiations.
Okay.
Okay. Give me some... How's Ross going to fuck me? Go on.
Okay. Ross Geller tonight.
Okay. Tonight.
This is how it's going to go down.
Okay.
You got to sit down with him.
Tonight...
He's gonna. What? Wait, am I going or you're going?
I'm going.
Are we both doing it for one?
I thought you were gonna provide music while I said how he was gonna fuck
me. Sorry, okay. Wires got crossed, okay.
Tonight, Ross is gonna come early in his pants.
That was the one that you did last time.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I always think he's a premature ejaculate.
Yeah, well, that's.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Do it again.
Bring, bring, bring,
tonight, Ross. It's going to come early as soon as he's got his pants off.
God damn it. I don't think he does that. Tonight, Ross Geller is going to open a bottle of wine, bottle of vino, going to drink 3/3 of it, start having sex with you, fall asleep, and wake up crying from a night terror. And blame it on you because you were too close to him in bed and freaked him out. and you have to go sleep on the couch. And that's how Ross Geller fucked you. God, terrible segment.
I like it. Let's bring it back.
Okay, it's time to end this fucking thing. This whole situation. Thank you for listening. Apologies for if we offended anyone. Any apologies for you?
Well, obviously, the easy one is my dad.
Yes, sorry for not.
Borrowed that cast iron pan.
Yeah.
Did not even cross my mind to return it.
What did he say? Was he angry?
He said on our family group test, crazy question, has anyone borrowed our cast iron pan?
Alice!
Yeah, it's not good news. It's not good news.
Oh shit, alright, well thank you for listening. Don't forget please to rate our podcast.
Yes, please rate our podcast. Please. If you listen to it, rate
it. Don't be a fucking holdout.
Come on.
Seriously.
Open yourselves up.
We obviously don't believe in reviews, but in this scenario we do, and we take them to heart.
Please write on iTunes, because it'll help them do things for us.
And like, it helps us be heard by more people.
Yeah.
Don't be jealous.
You have to share us,
okay?
The way that we share you with
the world as global citizens. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thank Goodbye. You so much. Good luck out there. I believe in you.
That was a really open-ended sentence. Fucking hell. Again, a big thank you to our sponsors at Karma Cola for sponsoring Boners of the Heart.
Thanks for sticking with us through thick and thin.
And thick again.
Boners of the Heart.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try The Worst Idea of All Time?
Ow! This movie's still fine.
You've just watched the movie, as have I. I've just gotten to the end of it.
Yeah, man. Watched it for the 44th time. And I got to say,
woo!
As expected, it took 44 watches for this movie to really... No, it's still not that good, Tim.
Nah, I was into it. I was all about it this week.
Oh, pull the other one. It's got bells on.
Classic Maximum Joseph.
Agree.
You forget that films are supposed to have a point.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.